Hedges Problem Tree. Tree was always moaning, and Hedge was getting very tired of it. As trees go, Tree was small, only a crabapple tree, and not much bigger than Hedge. He wasn't very grand, for his branches were black and twisted, his fruits bitter little apples that nobody wanted. It was spring, and Tree was still moaning.
It's going to rain later today and probably most of tomorrow. The wind's going to blow too. He might even break some of my branches.
But the wind brings warmer weather, said Hedge.
What's more, Tree went on, ignoring Hedge, those horrible birds will be nesting soon, eating our buds.
I'm getting tired of your moaning, Tree. If you've nothing good to say, I prefer you said nothing at all. Tree muttered moodily to himself, looking around for more gloomy things to moan about. The field would soon become muddy, and the cows were sure to break the hedge, and the crows would flock into the field. The gate would be left open, and sheep would be sure to come in. In May, far too many rabbits would come and cause all kinds of havoc. Worst of all, they'd make it difficult for Tree to do what he liked doing best, which was thinking of things to moan about. Hedge decided something really had to be done about Tree's complaining. But what? Now, Hedge's best friend was Old Crow, who liked hopping among her different shrubs and plants, looking for worms and scaring off blackbirds and blue tits. When he got tired of that, he would perch on top of Hedge, enjoying the view and chattering. One day, when Old Crow came by, Hedge explained her problem. How can I stop Tree moaning? Crow had a think. Eventually he said,
Tree's got no reason for living. That's why he complains so much.
But where do you find a reason for living? Asked Hedge.
Usually right under your nose.
Spring gave way to summer, and Hedge grew green and full. As usual, wild honeysuckle grew among her leaves, entwining its scented flowers. Bumblebees hummed in the warm evening air. Tree, said Hedge boldly one day, what's the most terrible thing about your whole life? Tree was struck dumb by the question. Well, there were so many things, and he started to make a list of them. No, the worst thing. Tree was silent for days. Finally, he whispered in a very sad voice,
The worst thing is that nobody likes me, and they don't like me because I'm ugly. My blossom only lasts a few days before it blows away. My leaves aren't pretty, and my crab apples taste terrible.
That's easily solved, said Hedge. I could ask Honeysuckle to grow up your trunk and all over your branches. Then you'd be covered with scented flowers and thick leaves for most of the year. The only trouble is...
Yes, go on, urged Tree.
Well, Honeysuckle isn't interested. She says you moan too much.
Tree was silent.
Eventually he said, If I promise to moan less... Could you persuade her to grow over me?
Oh, if you didn't moan for a whole year, she just might, replied Hedge.
So, for a whole year, Tree didn't moan once. Even when summer drought came, even when it rained all October, even when bitter winter winds blew. And one day, the following spring, Honeysuckle sent out a tiny shoot. As the days passed, she grew more quickly. She entwined Tree's trunk and weaved among his branches. Her green leaves set off his white blossom in May. When the June wind blew Tree's blossom away, Honeysuckle opened her pale yellow and pink scented flowers, and Tree was the most beautiful of all the trees in the field. Tree never moaned after that. Not once. Not ever. One winter's day, Old Crow came by and said to Hedge,
I never hear a tree moaning these days. He must have found a reason for living. What is it?
Ask him, said Hedge. So Old Crow flew up and asked Tree what reason he had found for living.
Can't talk now, Crow. I'm protecting Honeysuckle from the wind.
But she's all brown and shriveled now it's winter.
She may look like that now, said Tree, but she's relying on me to protect her until spring. Then she'll grow even bigger and stronger than last year. And the year after that, she'll be so big that you won't be able to see me at all for Honeysuckle. And the scent, Crow. Have you any idea how lovely it will be?
Old Crow and Hedge were very happy. Now and forevermore, Tree was so busy with his reason for living that he never moaned again.